So in the studio, we have blogger Brian Williams of Nain, who operates the blog Nain Bay, and good afternoon.
Hi, Mitchell. How are you?
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm great.
So I'm a regular reader of your blog, and I know that you've been following Nutrition North ever since it was introduced in 2011. And the Nutrition North program provides subsidies on healthy foods to communities across the North. So what are your thoughts on the program?
My thoughts on Nutrition North are all negative, as I think most consumers have a negative view of Nutrition North programs right across the North. I gather that from mainly Nunavut and Nunavik and Western Arctic, there's a lot of activity up there from consumers. There's protests going on, and there's very little happening in Nunatsiavut. There was a Facebook site formed, and it's still there, and it was active initially, but it's sort of quietened off now. So I know people still aren't happy about it, but not much is being done about it in Nunatsiavut.
Yeah, definitely. The government promised lower food prices on certain food items when the program was implemented. So what trends have you seen on food prices here in Nain?
Well, it's hard to gauge, Mitt. There's no way of knowing if the subsidy is being passed on to the consumer. Nutrition North refuses to implement one of the recommendations in the Dargo report that led to the change from food by mail to this Nutrition North. One of those recommendations was that proof of subsidy should be made somehow, either at point of sale or with stickers on the shelves for the eligible items under the program. And that hasn't been done.
So you don't think the government is doing a good job of monitoring the program to ensure that the savings are being passed on to the consumers?
Well, the perception is that they're not doing a good job and they just don't care. And they claim that they monitor the pricing from the retailers, but none of that evidence is ever published. I've never seen anything published to say, well, this is what you're saving. And also, let's not forget, there's a provincial program that piggybacks on Nutrition North. So many of the items that are covered under Nutrition North also get a provincial subsidy. And it's operated the same. They won't produce any evidence to say where the consumer is saving. So in essence, much of the food covered under Nutrition North and the provincial program is shipped in for free, especially to Nain, because we have a higher Nutrition North subsidy than anywhere else here. And they're getting free freight. And yet, there's no way of knowing how much we're saving. A good example I came across yesterday, well, I've known about it, but I took more notice of it. Fresh milk is supposed to be shipped in to the communities freight-free, and that's with the two subsidies implemented. And the provincial government always makes a big deal about, oh, you're getting your milk freight-free into the northern communities. Well, I paid $6.29 for 2 liters of 2% milk yesterday in northern here. I called out to Goose Bay, and a friend went around and checked, and he can buy the same milk for $4.29. in a corner store in Goose Bay. So, if they can sell it for $4.29 and make a little profit margin in Goose Bay, why are they selling it for $6.29 up here and the freight is free? That is a question that somebody needs to answer.
Definitely. So do you think that retailers may be possibly taking advantage of the program and not passing the savings on?
I think in some instances, yeah, for sure.
I know MHA Randy Edmonds, he called on the provincial government to actually do a study to ensure that we're seeing the savings from the provincial program and the Nutrition North program. So I guess you would applaud that idea.
Oh, yeah, of course I would. But I've spoken to the bureaucrats within the provincial government who handle that subsidy. They've expressed no interest in proving to the consumer that we're saving.
And so I know the Nutrition North program, as you mentioned earlier, it replaced the food by mail program. And so do you believe we were better off with food by mail?
I was a big critic of the food by mail program over a lot of years. But I know for a fact that the bureaucrats in the food by mail program ended up listening to concerns from consumers, other advocacy groups across the North, because well, in Nunatsiavut, they did improve on the quality being shipped in. They did improve on the timing of the shipments. So they did listen. since the Nutrition North program has come in, nobody within that bureaucracy and the Nunatsiavut representative on their advisory board listens to anybody.
Yeah, I know the representative here in Nunatsiavut is Michelle Wood on the advisory board. Have you contacted her with your concerns? And
initially, I was in contact with Michelle by phone and by email, and we got on all okay initially. But then, you know, I got tired of hearing the same old, I'll pass your concerns on to Ottawa, and nothing was changing. And in the end, Michelle got a bit upset and threatened to quit the board. And I know there's been criticisms of Michelle's role from other sources within Nunatsiavut, because Michelle doesn't live in the area. She refuses to meet with consumers in Nunatsiavut. She makes a big deal about, oh, she's willing to meet people in Goose Bay. Well, you know, I told her, well, I'm not paying $800 to go to Goose Bay to talk to Michelle Wood. It's her obligation to come to the communities and listen to the consumers' concerns. And she hasn't and won't do that.
Okay. So you feel a lot of your concerns are just falling on deaf ears?
Yeah. And as far as the Nunatsiavut government, the government and previously LIA have done absolutely nothing to defend the consumers in their region.
I know consumers across the north, they've been uniting to protest high food prices. There's a Facebook group called Feeding My Family, and there have also been several protests held across the north. So what do you think of this group's message?
Well, it tells the governments up there that people are not happy. It also has led to the Nunavut government assembly calling meetings with officials of Nutrition North. They've been to the assembly and questioned by Nunavut elected members, officials from Northwest Company and other retailers in that area have been to the assembly and questioned by the politicians. So whether it's led to any change, I don't know, but it's at least it shows the consumers that somebody's listening and watching.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you know, the politicians don't buck up, well, you know, maybe their time in office will be short. And maybe we could do something like that here, because Nunatsiavut elected members have shown no interest at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may have meetings with people out in Ottawa and Goose Bay, but how do we know when nobody produces the evidence of those meetings and who said what to who?
Mm-hmm. So you believe that consumers here in Northern Labrador should be uniting to protest high food prices in this region?
Well, I don't want to tell people what to do. They might get their back up. But, you know, democracy is not working in Nunatsiavut. It's a top-down where it should be bottom-up. And, you know, if people don't want to do anything and are willing to take this stuff all the time, well, so be it. You know, I've battled for years with it. Sometimes with a few people and most times on my own, and I continue to do so, but, you know, I'm not getting anywhere at the moment. Nobody seems interested in listening.
So what can the average person out there do to try to effect change, to try to get lower food prices?
Well, I guess first they could express upon their elected leaders or elected members, because they're not leading, so that's a misnomer, to take an interest. After all, it's food security and their health and their children's health and their grandchildren's health at stake. And the prices are only going to keep going up in the future with conditions in the growing areas. I read, you know, a couple of months ago that next year prices will go up an average of 4%. And then I just read recently where, because of droughts and so forth in the States, prices are going to go up 4% this year also. When prices go up because of things that are out of control, we here should have more control or evidence that we're not being gouged by the retailers. I mean, I can't say there is evidence there, but you can't really say it's gouging. It's the retail business is a complicated system. I know that. But when government money is going in to subsidize freight into communities, there has to be an obligation on the government or that government department to prove to the consumer that we're saving that money.
Definitely. And Brian Williams, thank you so much for your time here today.
Okay, Mitchell, thank you.